Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Lonnie Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Pecota. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Gary Thurman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Buddy Black. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The shortstop, Fred Manrique. Batting third. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pat Keating. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Manrique moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota throws to second for one, and White throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Manrique scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Keady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keady hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Keady scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Redus moves to second. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Hill juggles the ball. That's an error on Hill. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Pat Keady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keady is 0-for-1 in the game. Keady strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Redus steals second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a line drive towards first. Brett catches it and throws to second to double up Redus. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Hairston moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Keady fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Brett moves to third. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. Tartabull moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-2, Royals. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-2 in the game. Thurman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pecota moves to third. Jim Wynn now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thurman. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Thurman steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Brett moves to second. It's 7-2, Royals. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pecota strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Keady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keady is 0-for-2 in the game. Keady hits a fly ball towards left. Thurman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thurman. Keady moves to second. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manrique takes first base on ball four. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thurman. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Keaty scores. Manrique goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Royals. John Davis now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thurman takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Thurman moves to second. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thurman moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Scott Nielsen now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Seitzer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-4, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Keaty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive towards third. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Pat Keaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keaty is 0-for-3 in the game. Keaty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Hill moves to second. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-5, Royals. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Keaty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pecota hits a pop-up towards short. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Ross Jones now playing shortstop. Bill Pecotin now playing second base. Gary Thursday Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Walker moves to second. It's 11-6, Royals. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Williams moves to second. It's 11-7, Royals. Harold Baines pinch hits for Pat Keating. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.